15, and then item 17 to 20.
Yes.
I said you for free, make it for
free. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Item number 15, from the Office of the Comptroller, an informational report on the final details on the sale of the General Obligation Refunding Bond Series 2012A. This is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning, and thank you for taking this out of order, Mr. Chairman. We're here to present you with the results.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is your mic on?
Can you hear me now? Okay. We're here to present the results from the General Obligation Refunding Bond. This is to refund the 2004 and 2005 corporate purpose issue. The results of the sale, we had the sale on December 3rd. The results were that Robert Baird was the low bidder at 0.99%. We had 11 firms that bid on the issue. I'm just going to go over the parameters that we had laid out previously for you when you granted the delegation to the comptroller's office. The parameters are that the net present value savings needed to be at least at 3%. We were projecting 8%. It actually came in at about 10.3%, which is about 7.3 percentage points higher than the goal that the county has. We had a minimum coupon rate of 5%. The coupon rate was actually at 4%, again, better than what we initially were anticipating.
Ms. Moran, could you bring it to you just a little bit closer?
Okay, sorry. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. We had a minimum true interest cost of 2.5%. We actually had a true interest cost of 1% on the bonds. We had sold the bonds at a premium at about $3.5 million. We're anticipating a premium of $2.5 million. What that basically means for the county is that we actually were able to issue $23,105,000 in bonds to refund $24,790,000 in bonds. There was no call provision, and the reason for that was that you had a very short term that you were refunding. And we basically had a minimum purchase price of 100%. We were actually at 114% because we sold at a premium, and that's $3.5 million over the refunded amount of $24,790,000.
Thank you. Thank you. Any questions?
Okay.
Comments? Yeah, and Mr. Jarrett?
Mr. Anderson.
Okay. David Anderson from Public Financial Management. Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey, do you have questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is great results. Can we be more aggressive and do this more often? what else is out there? How quickly can we act? I mean, are we looking at all that?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is the most recent issues that we're able to refund. We are looking at it. There's probably next year, 2006 issue that we could. The more recent issues that we're looking at refunding are actually airport issues. So we're constantly looking to see. We're obviously, right now, we're working on doing the pension obligation. Right now we're looking at issuing replacement bonds for the pension note anticipation bonds, about $140 million. So that's what we're currently working on.
And to our expert here, do we think this window is going to be closing anytime soon?
I think that we take advantage of rates when we can. And right now the rates are very good.
You don't have a crystal ball.
No, I
thank you.
This item is informational. Any other comments, questions? Thank you very much.